I like running, but my brothers are faster. What do I do best?
Don't worry, you'll find your special talent. God gives each of us our own gifts. You're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. Sometimes it's easy to feel like you're not as good as others at certain things, but remember what 1 Peter 4:10 says, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace." See, God made you unique for a reason, just the way you are. So instead of worrying about what other kids might do better, use your special talents to bring joy to others and show them God's love. And that's exactly what our story is all about today. It's entitled Unique. Quentin liked to run, but he was never as fast as his big brothers. He enjoyed painting, but never did as well as his older sister, so he didn't do it often. It seemed like everything Quentin did, they could do better than him. One day, he expressed his feelings to his grandma as he helped her unload groceries from her car. "There are a lot of things you're good at," Grandma said, handing him a bag to carry inside. Quentin sighed. "But they're better than me." Grandma shook her head as she led him into the house. "Not at everything. God has given you special talents, too."
"Like what?"
Quentin asked.
"You're pretty good when we play board games," Grandma said,
"and I love to read the stories you write." Quentin stuck a few cans into the pantry.
"I wish I could be fast like my brothers, though."
"Maybe you will be when you're a little older," Grandma said. "But even if you never are, that's okay, too. God gives each of us unique talents. It would be boring if we were all the same."
Quentin thought about it.
"Yeah, I guess it would be.
When I was young, I wanted to be an actress like my sister. She was in plays at school, and I thought she was so cool. But if I had tried out for the play and made it, then I wouldn't have done cheerleading, and that became something I loved doing that helped me make lasting friendships." Grandma put her arm around Quentin's shoulders. "God made all of us unique and gives each of us different talents. But sometimes we get so caught up in comparing ourselves to others that we forget why God gave us our talents in the first place, so we could use them to help others see that we belong to Jesus and show them his love." She kissed his head. "God is happy with you just the way you are, Quentin, and so am I."
"Thanks, Grandma," Quentin hugged her. "If you really like my stories, I can write more of them for you instead of worrying about beating my brothers in a race."
His grandma smiled. "I do, and I would love that."
So how about you? What are some of your special talents? Are you thankful for the way God made you, or are you too busy comparing yourself to your siblings, friends, and everybody else? God made each of us unique so that we could reflect his goodness and love in our own special way. Instead of wishing you could be like somebody else, focus on your own talents and trust God to help you use them to point others to him. Our key verse is Isaiah 64:8.
"You, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand."
And our key thought for today, God made us all unique.
Do you have a Storyteller yet? It's a portable MP3 player with a whole year of Keys for Kids stories and a full audio Bible. One thing I love about it is that it doesn't use any batteries because it's totally solar powered. Every Storyteller comes with its own creature feature stuffed animal case so that you can carry it. Plus, if you buy a Storyteller, we'll send one to a kid across the world who can't afford one. It's a great way to listen to Keys for Kids no matter where you are. So check it out today at keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.